Hey everybody, welcome to the Mark Parham Podcast. You can follow me online by typing in Mark Parham on Rumble and YouTube. And then also you can follow me on Spotify by typing in Mark Parham Podcast. So I find it very interesting that I think it's Dwayne The Rock Johnson. You know, normally he's somebody that, you know, everybody, you know, pretty much likes, and he's a very popular actor, but you know, not everybody, but some of the Democrats are mad that he won't just go ahead and endorse Joe Biden. And you know what? I don't blame him. I think a lot of celebrities are turning their back on Joe Biden. They're seeing the crime situation in California with retail theft. They're seeing what's happening in New York. They're seeing immigrants, illegal immigrants, cross our borders and commit crimes and just do what they want to do. And so I think he's doing the smart thing. Who would want to align themselves with Joe Biden right now? I mean, I can't think of one good thing that Joe Biden is doing for the country. If anything, Joe Biden is messing things up. I mean, the economy, even though they say the economy is improving, but the economy is horrible. I mean, you look at the price of, you know, groceries and stuff like that. You look at, you know, the crimes that are happening all across America, how people are feeling unsafe, women are unsafe. And so I think The Rock is doing the smart thing. He's not going out there and saying he supports Joe Biden, and I don't blame him. But it's interesting how, you know, people on the left expect, you know, people to fall in line or celebrities to fall in line and just blindly support somebody. And it almost reminds me, like I said, of what some of the black Democrats have been doing. You know, anybody who doesn't support Joe Biden, who's black, they'll say, oh, well, you know, this person is selling out the black community and this and that. And so, again, The Rock, he's not black or anything, but with the situation with The Rock, it's just, you know, they expect him to fall in line. And they tried to do that to Kanye West. Once Kanye West went off the plantation, as I like to say, and said, you know what, I support Trump, then that's when all the problems happened. If Kanye West was out there supporting Biden and, you know, going out there and saying Biden is the best thing for the country, you know, they would have some of the stuff that Kanye West went through a few years ago, they would have basically ignored. And so, again, this is where the Democrats are going to roll out their puppets. They're going to get the NBA players like LeBron James to say Joe Biden is good for the country. And they're going to play the Donald Trump is racist card. And, you know, it's to the point where you can almost predict the tactics that are going to be used. I mean, they'll say a person's racist. Then if you don't support the gay agenda, oh, he's a homophobic person and this and that. And, you know, they're playing the same, they're doing the same thing time and time again each election, to the point where a lot of minorities or just people in general have woken up to the tactics they're going to use. I mean, it's almost predictable at this point. And they only start doing this once the election gets close. They got to roll out the celebrities and, you know, roll out people like Taylor Swift and get them to, you know, blindly endorse Joe Biden. Anybody can look at Joe Biden and see, you know, the man doesn't even know where he's at half the time. I mean, why would you want to endorse somebody that doesn't even know how to make it off the stage? They get him, you know, he's making a speech, and then once the speech is over, he can't even find his way off the stage. And so, you know, anybody who's endorsing Joe Biden right now has got to get their head checked, because I don't see what he's doing for the country. He's not improving things. He's actually dividing people. I mean, he's a weak leader. He's weak on crime. So I don't blame The Rock for not giving for endorsing Joe Biden. And I think he's not the only celebrity. I think there's a few more celebrities that are going to turn their back on Joe Biden and say, you know what, they might have supported him a few years ago, but it's just like now they look at him like, you know, what are you doing? So I commend what The Rock has done. He's catching a lot of backlash. And I think I saw a clip where some of the women on The View, they didn't seem too happy because, you know, people like Sonny and Whoopi Goldberg, you know, they're basically in the tank for Joe Biden. Anybody who's against Joe Biden, they think is a horrible human being. So I've never seen folks that are so controlled by the Democrats. I mean, if everybody who comes on The View, it's like anybody who's a Republican or anybody who doesn't go along with supporting gays and just all this crazy stuff is like an enemy to them. And, you know, it's just amazing. I mean, at least give people the opportunity to try something new. I think with this election, if you're a Democrat and you've been supporting the Democrats for 40 years, maybe say, you know what, this year I'm going to try something new, support a Republican. I think everybody should do that. Because, I mean, you look at even with the Black community, how the Black community always supports Democrats each year. Places like Baltimore and places, some of these towns and cities in California. And look what Black people end up getting. Nothing. So, again, I commend how he's, you know, really not saying that he supports Joe Biden anymore. I commend, you know, his stance. And I think more celebrities are going to do the same thing. Because anybody could be a Biden supporter, like when they say, oh, the polls are close and it's neck and neck. That must they must be polling, or they must be getting information and from voters that are legal immigrants or something. Because if you live in America and you are a functioning citizen and you're actually, you know, have a job, I don't see how anybody could look around and say Joe Biden is doing a good job. I don't see how somebody who lives in California, who's seeing the crime go up, New York City, that's seeing a spike in crime, say, you know, this man is what the country needs right now. So that's just my opinion. I think this is actually going to inspire more celebrities to pump the brakes and say, you know what, I can't support Joe Biden this year. And to be honest, when you look at the crime statistics, you look at the news, you look at the wars that are going on, the money that's being wasted in the Ukraine, I don't blame them. So again, let me know how you feel in the comment section. Please give this video a like. Please follow me online if you can. And you know, just let me know how you feel. Thank you.